Say hello, please, to John and Carl from Sheehug. Morning.
G'day.
Hello.
How are you going, bro?
And on today, an auspicious day, the release of album number...
Seven.
Seven albums.
Yes.
Big boys.
Yeah. Very grown up, isn't it?
It's now getting like the full spectacular.
It's like a box set.
Yeah. It's bigger than a box set.
Yeah, it's your second
box set almost. Wow. A Beautiful Machine is the name of the new album, and it's great to have you along this morning. You've obviously got a lot of excitement brewing on this album, as there have been on all albums. But what is different this time around? I'll hold it up for you because you both keep looking at it. So hold it up.
Because we still don't have a copy yet.
So yeah, I don't have a copy of our own record yet either.
Might be able to sort you out one.
Cheers, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, what's different about it? Well, the fact that we had our own studio in Melbourne to make it, and took our time and actually found out. How to make a new Sheehug record that didn't sound like the last one or any of the other six.
Has that been a problem in the past?
No, I just think we always like to do something different to what we did the last time, you know?
Yeah.
And that does get a little bit different when it's album number seven rather than album number two or three, you know?
And the studio, is it Tom's studio?
Put in the hard yards
to build a studio.
He's into it, man.
It would have been rude if you guys said, oh, that's all right, we'll go and record it out there, though. put in the effort, you have to record it there, right?
Well, the thing that bummed me out was that we had to put up with all the blue walls and no air conditioning. It was all really sweaty, and then...
After we finished the record,
he had enough money to go and do all the renovating, and now it's looking really cool.
Really nice.
He's running the studio there now.
Yeah, it's his baby.
Mm. But geared for the new Sheehug record, for a Beautiful Machine.
Pretty much.
And as far as putting this, it sounds like you creative-wise, you did this quite a different way than you have done the other albums.
Well, definitely more input from everybody rather than, you know, like coming to the band with songs finished and stuff, you know, because everyone's set up always in the, you know, ready to record in this room, and whatever happened on the day we'd record, and, you know, whether it be Phil coming up with some weird sequence on a keyboard or blah, 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 that's what we were doing that day. So it just took us in nice different directions.
And Melbourne's still a good place to record, obviously?
Totally, man.
Yeah.
Good fun town. Good
cold. It gets cold. It gets warm.
Yeah, we're being Wellingtonians. We're so used
we're
to that.
We're sweet with that. Yeah,
the top and tail weather.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's all good.
Totally.
Yeah.
And what sort of people have been fraternising with, musician wise?
Oh, Greg Murphy.
Yeah, we talked
from
VA. Greg Murphy.
You know,
to
the V8s, you know.
He doesn't have an album out, but
he's working on one. We're going to help him out.
Murph.
Yeah, we took him.
You're
to
into that, are you?
No, not really.
No.
But he was a lovely guy. We took him to the first Warriors game of the season.
Did you?
With the Kiss manager as well, because apparently Greg Murphy used to walk Angus, our friend, who's Kiss's manager, his mother's dog when he was a kid.
Yeah.
If you can get that story.
So there's a connection.
So running some pretty highbrow.
Well,
they're all bogan Kiwis,
basically.
We're hanging out with bogan Kiwis that
have
done all right.
So nothing's changed, basically.
So when you're writing this album, what did you want to do that you wanted specifically to do differently than the other albums?
I wanted to do vocals in the pyramids.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Just, did you do that, Bo?
With the budget. We made our own little pyramid in the middle of the studio.
Yeah. We just blew the budget on actually getting Alan Moulder to mix it in the end.
So who's Alan, for people who don't know, who's Alan Moulder?
Alan Moulder, in the 90s, he mixed lots of bands that sort of got us out of being just metal, which was things like Ride and My Bloody Valentine, and then later on...
Bands that still, to this day, are still interesting.
I reckon... Completely. Yeah, Loveless still sounds really fresh to me.
I was listening to Ride the other day and going, well, what are you up to there?
Yeah.
Still haven't figured you out.
It's
and then
good,
you
right?
broke up and pissed off, and now we don't know the answer.
And then, Nine Inch Nails, Downward Spiral, which I really loved at the time, and all that stuff, and more recently sort of Killers and Arctic Monkeys last record he mixed that. So he's just got a British thing. We've always worked with Americans, so it was like...
Was that a big difference?
Yeah,
was that a
totally,
really noticeable
totally difference?
Huge
different,
yeah.
Man. It's like...
In what way?
It's like, it's still a wall of sound, but it's a welcoming, big, warm hug rather than sort of like a, you know, punchy kick drum with like... You know, awesome tones. It's more like a whole one sound. You know, it's just a wall.
Did he feel, you know, the risk of, you know? Did he sound more like? Did he feel like more of a member of the band than the other guys? Sort of, have mixed albums?
John and I never got to meet him.
Yeah, I never got to meet him. He just mixed it.
We produced
it ourselves, saved all the money there so we could.
But you're obviously happy with his mix, so.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, basically, Tom was lucky enough to fly over to London and work with him to mix it. And then, but the great thing was they'd just like finish the mix, text me in New Zealand and say it's up on the net, I'd download it, stick it on my iPod, listen, and then go, comments, yeah.
Oh, how modern. How very modern.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
It's how we roll.